music, news, entertainment. It's all right here. This is the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hi, it's Kelly, and welcome to the show. This week we bring you our chat with one of the kindest and most compelling pop artists you'll ever meet, James Bay. James is about to release his new album, Electric Light, and is here to tell us about how the recording process went in London, which actor he wants to play him in a movie about his life, and what it was like to share the stage with both Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. We've also got some great new music to share from Liam Payne, J Balvin, Janelle Monáe, and Jason Mraz. To kick things off, let's hear from a rising Canadian duo called Loud Luxury with their hit song, Body, on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Babe, don't make a sound. 2 a.m. low, gotta keep it down. Don't wait around for a signal now. Give me some verb, I ain't talking now. You wanna ride in the six. You wanna dine in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell nah. Been waiting too long. Hell nah. I want that cruel love. Hell nah. Been waiting too long. Hell nah. I want that cruel love. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah. Don't lie. Incidental. My bad, never got the memo that you never have fun while you're in the limo. Yeah, you wanna ride in the six. You wanna dine in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Hell nah, been waiting too long. Hell nah, I want that cruel love. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, losing all my innocence, yeah. Body on my, finding all my innocence, yeah. On my,
on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Click on KellyAlexanderShow.com.
J Balvin, man. Leon Payne, my G.
It's simple, you diplo, your hips roll, you do the calypso. An intro is all that I need. Oh, yeah.
Y empiezo primero. Tú sabes lo que me refiero. De cero, sabes que estoy pa' ti.
Familia, I'm feeling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling, yeah. What's on your mind? be the one to fill it up. Come bring it. Familiar, 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 familiar. I'm feeling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling ya. What's on your mind for later tonight? Ooh. Let me be the one to fill it up. Come bring it. Ah, so I'm gonna do you. Ah, so I'm gonna do you. Ah, let me be the one to fill it up. Come bring it.
Quisiera que te lleno familiaricemos. Un poco de química y el party prendemos. No olvides la crítica si nos entendemos. Que tú crees en tu mente, no me temo. Señorita, ¿qué necesitas? Sería mucho mejor si participas. Así de lejos no, mejor cerquita. Yo voy a hacerte todo lo que me permita. Y sabes que lo que te pones te queda bien. Y me cae mucho mejor que un billete. Sí.
Can we get familiar, 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 familiar? I'm feeling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling ya. What's on your mind for later tonight? Let me be the one to fill it up. Can we get familiar, 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 familiar? I'm feeling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling, I'm feeling ya. What's on your mind for later tonight? Let me be the one to fill it up. Can we get
moments away from our chat with English artist James Bay, but first it's Disciples with Jealousy on the Kelly Alexander Show.
I see her getting dressed, put on a freaking dress, painting on them red lips, teasing with her lipstick. She gon' turn some heads, wearing my favorite shoes. I can feel the passion. We'll be right back.
Disciples with Jealousy on the Kelly Alexander Show. And it's great to hear new music from this production trio from South London. They had amazing success with Calvin Harris and their hit song How Deep Is Your Love, and hopefully this new track will bring them more of the same. Hi, it's Kelly, and recently we had the chance to speak to award-winning British recording artist and musician James Bay as he's on the road promoting his new album Electric Light, which drops on May 18th.
The Kelly Alexander Show.
We are so excited to welcome back to the Kelly Alexander Show Grammy-nominated and Brit Award-winning artist James Bay. James!
It's lovely to see you.
I'm so happy to have you back on the show. I was telling you off air that I interviewed you just about 4 months before you like legit took over the planet a couple of years ago, and I was like, I know that guy. And
there we go. Yes, it's nice. The world is only so big.
It's true, and now you're back, and I just wanted to ask you, when things went kaboom, did you or were you able to enjoy the ride, or were you in a bubble because it was crazy, like craziness?
Good question. And you might be the only person who said when things went kaboom, and I'm only ever going to think about it like that.
Okay.
That's the greatest. Kaboom. Because I'm seeing like the old like Batman, 60s yeah. Batman kaboom thing.
Yeah.
It's good. I was able to enjoy it. It was incredible. Like, it's been an amazing ride. And I think I have, you know, something I realized in hindsight was very important to me was, for example, my bass player,
mm-hmm.
Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I've known him since I was three.
Three, okay.
Yeah, he's my oldest friend, and having people like that around me is very important. My tour manager is somebody that's been with me since I was only opening up for other artists and not even doing my own mm-hmm. shows, so which was, you know, a little while definitely before we met. And those people knew me before any of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to hold on to those people tight, because I think things can go to your head. I don't think I'm quite that person. I like to think I've got it together, and as exciting as all this is,
mm-hmm.
I don't need to go sort of deavering about being, you know, too precious about anything. But it's been an amazing ride, and I try not to even talk about it too much in the past tense,
mm-hmm.
because it's still happening, you know,
I'm still
doing it, and I've got so much yet to do and to prove.
That should be your tagline. James Bay still happening.
Oh yeah, there you go. Great.
I love that.
I like that.
Now, I was watching videos online, you performing with Ed Sheeran, you performing with Justin Bieber, of course, at the Grammy. What was that like? Were you almost having to step outside yourself? Because I mean, you're all contemporaries, but it's just, again, it just all went really quickly.
Yeah. It was great. And they were those two occasions were actually quite different. Ed, the friendliest man on the planet.
Yes.
Everybody's his friend, which is very cool, I'm sure, for him to know, and very cool to sort of say about a person and know them yourself. And he's just very sort of giving, really. And we've been chatting away and run into each other and hung out a fair few times before I did this particular tour. And we talked about getting up on stage together. He was kind of in America a lot while I was doing what was a UK tour. And he kept apologizing, saying, I'm really sorry I can't make it. But he kept saying, I'd love to jump up on stage. And it was in Cambridge, in the sort of southeast of the UK, when he said, I'm free for your Cambridge show, but I land that morning. Are you cool if I just come straight to the venue? And he did, and he was down like 6 hours ahead of going on stage, just hanging out, and we jumped up on stage, and he sung on Let It Go. He played Let It Go with me, which was very cool. And he's, you know, he's doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice to see that. And I'm obviously everybody very proud of him and excited for him. So that was a whole, and that was wonderful, and that was a whole kind of different beast to performing with Justin Bieber,
mm-hmm.
who I don't know very well at all. Like I haven't seen since, and we'd run into each other a few times before then, and our managers became friendly as well, and he was without a guitar player suddenly at that point in time in the week leading up to that performance, and they got in touch and said, would James be up for playing? And so I obliged, and it was a load of fun, and he was very cool, and it was cool to hang out with, and it was it was a really cool thing to be able to say I did.
You guys did a great job. Now,
thank you.
You were touring, it felt like forever, obviously, because you had so many singles and people were excited to hear them a gajillion times over. Wanted to ask you if it was difficult coming off the road, the transition from touring so much to then coming home to then, you know, trying to transition to recording. Did you already have songs ready? How did that go?
I didn't really have songs ready, and it was very strange transitioning, and it ended up being one of the things that really inspired my most recent record, my new record, kind of the most. There's this massive theme of unity sort of running through the sort of narratives on this new record, and the lyrics and the that's a big part of the inspiration for this music. And I found that because I spent all of this time touring in front of all these people, so with all these people, sharing all these moments, it was an enormous, very heightened sense of unity. And it got bigger and bigger and better and better, but as the venues got bigger, mm-hmm. quite literally. And away from that, I was on a tour bus with a family of people. Like, the, you know, the people I was touring with, quickly they become family. You live in each other's pockets, essentially. And it's the greatest thing ever. It's very sort of euphoric, very often, night after night. 20th of December 2016, stopped touring. Because it was time to go and work on new music. And I wanted to. I didn't want to be this jaded artist who was tired of his own songs. But it just got to the point where I wanted to put new songs into the set. So I needed to go and make them. I went home. Christmas happened. New Year's happened. I was chilling. I was, you know, I was embracing the downtime. Mm-hmm. January the 2nd, I was over it. And I was ready to, like, I was essentially, like, kind of desperate to get back out on the road, but that was never going to happen because there weren't new songs. Mm-hmm. There had been invites to go elsewhere and carry on touring and go back to some of the same places and play bigger places again. But no, I said, no, I need this new music. So, and the withdrawal symptoms of being away from that whole experience that I'd had for the previous 4 years affected me in a big way. And I was also looking out at the wider world outside of the bubble I'd lived in and seeing this sort of strangely divided place. It's quite kind of negative. Yes, there's lots of wonderful things going on in the world all the time, but you can't help but see the kind of negativity as well when you've been living in such a happy bubble. Mm-hmm. And so I found that once I'd written these songs, I'd had a lot to say about unity, the importance of being together, and how relationships are very bizarre, difficult things, but some of them might be important enough that they're worth fighting for. And that's a lot of what I've ended up sort of talking about on this new record.
Did the new record flow out pretty quickly once you sort of buckled down and got going? Like,
kind of, yeah. And there's so, and I'm, here's the thing, I'm very proud of it. I think it's the greatest thing I've done yet. Mm-hmm. And on the one hand, of course I'd say that, but on the other hand, I can't actually say that so casually to somebody mm-hmm. without really feeling it. It's hard to achieve though. You can spend basically most of your life making your first record and you're not doing it really for anyone other than yourself. Suddenly I got all these fans to think about who adored the first record, mm-hmm. but I'm an artist who needs to evolve and I want to get back out on the road. So I didn't want to take too long. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to take too long writing. So for all the hard work, day and night, I was spending my time making this new record, writing these songs. You always need a bit of luck. And it came. So by the middle of 2017, the songs were written. And the rest of the year was about sort of finessing the sounds of the record and all of that. So that's what happened. But it wasn't easy. It never is. I don't want it to be easy. Nothing great is easy.
Yeah.
But the luck involved made it so that it didn't take too long.
Did the location of this recording also influence your sound? Because I know the first album, I think, was done in Nashville, right?
It was.
So then you were in East London this time?
Right. The interesting thing about the first record is that I wrote most of it in London, but I went and recorded it in Nashville, particularly because Jakir King, who I got to make the first record with, he produced it, was somebody I was very excited to work with. Mm-hmm. He works out in Nashville. I didn't want to move him out of his comfort zone when I'd never even spent any time in a studio before.
Okay.
When I was making my first record. So I made the first one in Nashville, yes, and it was a fantastic Blackbird Studios, one of the top studios in the world. I'm sitting in this room with a guitar in my hand making that record, and it's like, yeah, it's top of the range everything. And it's also really like a really kind of nice creative atmosphere. So when it came to making the second record, I needed to kind of reconnect with the struggle. Mm-hmm. It's not easy making anything great, but you can't make it. Don't make it nice. Don't go and sit in some plush, lovely, delicious room, because mm-hmm. all you're seeing is like luxury. Where's the struggle in that? So I don't find that inspiring either. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't walk around in a tux. I need to like a pair of ripped jeans and a kind of old pair of sneakers sort of thing. To get inspired, you know, you need more grounded surroundings. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's why there's a studio around the corner from my house, a basement studio. Mm-hmm. No daylight's getting in. You can get very lost in there and just sort of forget about sort of time and just focus really. And that's what I did, and it really helped. And kind of doing that at home in London, when you're so at home, you know. I like where I live, yes, but like it doesn't blow me away.
Okay.
So I you can't have any of that stuff when you're trying to really create something great, because it will sort of sidetrack you.
For sure.
And it might make you sort of forget how lucky you are. you need to, I need to feel that. I need to be reminded of that. It's not like I don't realize it, but I'd rather, I think I've made my point a couple of times, but you know what I mean? I'd rather not be looking at the Brit Award I've won while I'm making the music. Yeah. I'd rather, you know, find greatness out of hard work and struggle, because that's when it really is great.
The Kelly Alexander Show.
We'll have much more with James in just a few minutes as he lets us in on what album he wishes he had written and who he wants to play him in a movie about his life. But first, let's look back to 1994 and TLC from their Crazy Sexy Cool album, It's Creep, on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Yes. Me again. And I'm back.
Listen anytime, any place. Just a click away. KellyAlexanderShow.com. Yeah.
Baby, don't make me spell it out for ya. All of the feelings that I got for ya can't be explained, but I can try for ya. Yeah, baby, don't make me spell it out for ya. You keep on asking me the same questions. Why? And second guessing all my intentions. Should know by the way I use my compression that you got the answers to my confessions. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. That's just the way you make me feel.
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 Uh-huh. So good, so good, so good, so real. Uh-huh. That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
You know I love you, so please don't stop it. You got me right here in your jean pocket. Right now. Laying your body on a shag carpet. Oh, I love it, so please don't stop it. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better.
Oh. That's just the way you make me feel.
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 So good, so good, so good, so good.
Janelle Monáe with Make Me Feel off her brand new album, Dirty Computer. And make sure and do yourself a favor and check out her latest interview in Rolling Stone. She has a lot to say, including opening up about her sexuality. Hi, it's Kelly, and time to hear a classic from an artist who retired in 2017, but then decided to unretire in 2018. It's Anita Baker with Sweet Love on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Stay with me, and you will see my eyes. We'll hold you, baby, never leave, 'cause I believe I'm in love. Sweet love, help me crawling out your love. I feel no shame, I'm in love. Sweet love. Don't look away.
Anita Baker with Sweet Love from 1986 on The Kelly Alexander Show. And Anita had great success with that song. It made it to number 2 on the Billboard R&B chart and number 8 on the Hot 100, not to mention winning Best R&B Song at the 1987 Grammy Awards. Hey, it's Kelly, and time now to get back to our chat with award-winning artist James Bay.
The Kelly Alexander Show.
So the new album, Electric Light, I wanted to, one of the first questions I have for you about it is the fact that you have interludes on there, because I'm actually a huge Janet Jackson fan, which my audience knows.
Wow.
Love her. And she's only, like, one of the only artists I've ever known that consistently does interludes on her album.
I didn't know it was consistent with her, but
yeah,
that's
so
interesting.
Yeah, so you need to check it out. Rhythm Nation, like,
great,
Janet
yes.
album,
yeah,
all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so when I was, like, reading, I'm James has interludes, and I listened to interludes, I'm like, this is amazing. Like, nobody does interludes anymore.
I know.
And now James Bay does.
Well, I only find it, I suppose, that's cool, because I've only found it. She's a big pop example, mainstream. So is Michael Jackson, and he's somebody else who's done those kind of things. And I've only ever seen it, I suppose. Yeah, we see it there. Mm-hmm. We don't see it in all, like, mainstream pop. I think it gets cut out of a lot of, because it's too artistic usually, and it's like mainstream radio top 40 pop
never
is about cutting
it,
to the chase, so it won't get played. So I found it from other artists. Frank Ocean is one of the artists that inspired that kind of thing, as is someone like David Bowie, who is a timeless classic of an artist, but sort of took many decades to get to that place because he's stayed true to his, like, artistic self.
Okay.
And never sort of tried to just do it for the masses. He just happens to have made great music that huge amounts of people have responded to and reacted to. So this whole record has been like crashing together my very kind of left, more abstract inspirations and influences, and my pop loves. You know, as an artist, my responsibility, I feel, is to evolve, and I've talked about that, even in the songs I've written and the sounds I've put to those songs. But even in terms of a body of work and presenting that, there was a lot of cinematic inspiration, and I wanted to use the intro and the interlude in this record, and there's other sort of moments around some of the other tracks that are quite abstract, just to sort of paint more of a picture in relation to the narrative and the themes running through this record lyrically. And yeah, that's kind of what the intro and the interlude do. You're not supposed to entirely get that.
Right.
You know, it's supposed to be a little bit, like I say, abstract and like, hang on, what am I listening to here? What's going on? Where's the music? That's intentional.
Okay.
So it's art for art's sake. It's artistic license. It's intentional, you know. It's just a kind of above and beyond your standard 21st century like record.
Now, I wanted to know too, because as I was listening to the disc, obviously there's like rock influences for sure, but I definitely noticed the R&B flavor in there. How intentional was that for you to head a little bit more in that direction?
Very. I've always loved the kind of guitar heavy rock and roll side of music, side of pop music and side of all music. And I've always loved the soulful kind of R&B side of music as well. Music, you know, I think it's supposed to be a little bit narrow-minded, or kind of confined when we speak broadly about artists and music. You know, we don't have the time to get into the details, so we'll say so-and-so is like this one and this one, you know? And that's all we really kind of have time to do. Knowing that and understanding and appreciating that, I think one of the other reasons I wanted to sort of dive into and sort of delve into my R&B influences and my heavier kind of rock influences is to just show people kind of what I love and who I am as an artist beyond the slightly more confined lane I'd been put into.
Right.
As far as stereotyping and pigeonholing kind of goes, I'd rather be put in sort of boxes than people go, I don't know. You know, because you want to be approachable. I do. I want my music to reach more and more and more and more people. But album by album or chapter by chapter in my career, I cannot, as an artist, stick to the same thing. I love too many other sounds. So I'm going to lean on my R&B influences and my soul influences and my rock influences. And that's going to show in my music going forward. And it'll change. Okay. But that's why, you know, from back to Aretha Franklin and Ray Charles, all the way up to Frank Ocean and Beyonce, Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson, you know, I love that kind of music. So I'm going to lean on it and it's going to show. And then I'll do the rock thing too. And I'll show that I love Prince because he's an R&B kind of dude who plays guitar.
Cool.
So I'll throw that in too.
Before I let you go, just a couple of questions where I want your audience to know you a little bit more. So I wanted to ask you, in your adolescence, what poster did you have on your wall or locker room?
There was a few.
Was there a few?
There was a few different ones. I remember a Slash poster.
Nice!
One of the first records I bought myself for my own pocket money or something was Appetite for Destruction. Appetite for Destruction by Guns N' Roses. There must have been a picture of Michael Jackson. He's the greatest. Because I love his music. Those are two that come to mind immediately.
Okay. Now, what actor would you want to play you in a movie about your
life? There's a great question.
Yep.
There's a great question. Ooh. Tough question.
Okay.
I would like Marvel to make the movie about my life.
Yes.
I'll tell you that much. So, I would like Paul Rudd.
I like that too.
He'd be great.
What album in the last like 5 years do you wish you had written?
Wow. Another big one. The album in the last 5 years...
Or ever.
I like, no, narrow it down, believe me. Okay, if you keep it wide, I got no idea. I got my answer, it only gets harder.
Okay.
What album in the last 5 years, a whole album, do I wish I'd written?
Yeah.
I will give you this answer because no one will necessarily have heard of it and it might open people's ears to a new record. There's an artist called Margaret Glaspie, she's North American. She made an album called Emotions and Math. Check it out.
Okay.
It's not Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But it's great. Some amazing lyrics in there, some amazing songs.
Okay, and last question, who's the coolest person in your phone apart from your family and friends?
Oh, there's a good question. I want to check my phone. Coolest person in my phone apart
from... Like in your mind where you're like, I can't believe I could like call this person up or text them. Like for me, for example, I actually have Chili from TLC in my phone, which like... I'll never do it, but like the fact that it's there, it's like, yeah.
Find out when her birthday is, just drop a text. You know... There's a few answers to that question, I think, which is a nice thing to be able to say. I support a soccer team called Newcastle United.
Okay, Duke, yep.
Right? Because when I was a kid, they were one of the best teams in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're still brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And they were home to one of the greatest strikers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy who, in the Premier League, he still holds the record for the most goals scored. He was the captain of Newcastle United. His name is Alan Shearer. And I have his number, and I talk to him relatively regularly about the state of the club and how we're doing. And that, for 6-year-old me, that's like one of the coolest things of all time.
That is awesome.
Easily.
So I am so proud of you, if I can say that. I hope that doesn't sound condescending.
No.
But I'm so happy, like the ride you've been on, and it's a joy to have you back on the show. Oh. So best of luck, and you're welcome back anytime.
I'll see you again, yeah.
I hope so.
Nice to see you.
The Kelly Alexander Show.
That is Brit award-winning artist James Bay. Make sure to grab his social media handles off his website, jamesbay.com. And let's take a listen now to one of his new songs off Electric Light. It's called Pink Lemonade on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Don't fall into my arms. Don't ask me to repeat it. Don't suffocate my heart. Let me wake up, heavy headline in my bed with you naked.
Alexander Show, bringing you fresh sounds like this.
May you have auspiciousness and causes of success. May you have the confidence to always do your best. May you take no effort in your being generous, sharing what you can, nothing more, nothing less. May you know the meaning of the word happiness. May you always lead from the beating in your chest. May you be treated like an esteemed guest. May you get to rest, may you catch your breath. May the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. Whoa. May the road less paved be the road that you follow. Oh. Well, here's to the hearts that you're gonna break. Here's to the lives that you're gonna change. Here's to the infinite possible ways to love you. I want you to have it. Here's to the good times we gonna have. You don't need money, got a free pass. Here's to the fact that I'd be sad without you. I want you to have it all.
Oh, I want you to have it all. I want you to have it all. I want you to have it all.
May you be as fascinating as a slap bracelet. May you keep the chaos and the clutter off your desk. May you have unquestionable health and less stress. Having no possessions, though immeasurable wealth. May you get a gold star on your next test. May your educated guesses always be correct. And may you win prizes shining like diamonds. May you really own it each moment to the next. Or may the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. Whoa. Or may the road less paved be the road that you follow. Oh. Well, here's to the hearts that you're gonna break. Here's to the lives that you're gonna change. Here's to the infinite possible ways to love you. I want you to have it. Here's to the good times we're gonna have. You don't need money, you got a free pass. Here's to the fact that I'd be sad without you. I want you to have it all.
Your path is, if you believe it, then anything can happen. Go, 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 raise your glasses. Go, 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 you can have it all. I toast you. Here's to the hearts that you're gonna break. Here's to the lives that you're gonna change. Here's to the infinite possible ways to love you. I want you to have.
Jason Mraz with Have It All, a new song that he has recently released and will definitely be playing on his upcoming tour, Good Vibes, which kicks off July 25th in Michigan. And make sure to grab his tour dates off his website, jasonmraz.com. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us on the show. We always appreciate it. A big thank you going out to our guest, James Bay. Also, thanks to our producer, Adam Brisson, for pushing all the right buttons. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media. You can do so by hitting up our website, kellyalexandershow.com. And of course, we would love for you to check out all of our interviews on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/kellyalexandershow. Have a great week. And to close out the program, let's hear from two artists, Anne Marie with her song, Ciao Adios, and from Canadian artist Coleman Hell with his new song called Killer on the Kelly Alexander Show.
Ask you once, ask you twice now. There's lipstick on your collar. You say she's just a friend now. Then why don't we call her? So you wanna go on with someone to do all the things he used to do to me? I swear I know you do. You should take me out in your fancy. four times. Why did I bother? Tell me how many more times does it take to get smarter? Don't need to deny the hurt and the lies and all of the things you did to me. I swear, I know you did.
us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Click on KellyAlexanderShow.com.